News, I'm Rich Thomason. A very busy day at the airports. Americans taking off for Thanksgiving. FlightAware.com reports about 330 flight delays so far, 40 cancellations. The weather posing travel challenges from the Pacific Northwest to the Southeast up into New England, parts of upstate New York. Precipitation in the forecast, rain in many spots, snow in others. An estimated 55 million Americans are on the move. And ahead of Thanksgiving, President Biden urging Americans to be grateful.
The president said we have so much to be thankful for as a nation, as Americans gather with family and friends and enjoy holiday traditions.
We can all give thanks to the gift that is our nation.
He's also thankful for the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces and their families. He said, we owe them big. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israel and Hamas agreeing to a four-day pause in the fighting in Gaza. It will allow for the release of 50 hostages, primarily women and children, being held by Hamas, and 150 Palestinian women and teens in Israeli custody. It's believed several Americans are among the Hamas hostages to be released, Israel insisting it remains committed to obliterating Hamas. North Korea claims a new eye in the sky, reporting the successful launch of a military spy satellite, and South Korea is reacting.
A working spy satellite has long been on Kim Jong-un's wish list. It would allow him to monitor the movements of South Korean and U.S. peninsula and to plan his own nuclear attacks more precisely. In response, Seoul has announced it will restart surveillance operations along its border with the North.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 18 points. NASDAQ futures 47 points higher. This is SRN News. A new pro-life pregnancy center is coming to Texas.
Prestonwood Baptist Church and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary are joining forces to set up the facility on the Fort Worth campus of the seminary early next year. Dr. David Dockery, the president of the school, says, quote, in post-Roe America, the challenges to the sanctity of human life are very real. Those challenges are opportunities for Christians to show the love of Christ to women and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German authorities have raided the homes of 17 people in the state of Bavaria, accused of spreading anti-Semitic hate speech and targeting threats of Jews online. The suspects, 15 men and two women between the ages of 18 and 62, are accused of having celebrated Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th and spreading anti-Semitism on social media. There's been a spike in anti-Semitism in Germany and elsewhere since the attacks. This is SRN News. The United Auto Workers Union wants to bring non-union automakers into the fold.
UAW President Sean Fain set lofty expectations for what he can gain for his union members and delivered on many of them, including significant pay raises and improved benefits.
The membership's number one in all this, and it's a lot on your mind when you're going through this process, but I feel good about where we are and where we're headed.
Now the UAW head wants to open membership to non-union automakers with U.S. operations like Toyota and electric vehicle makers like Tesla.
I believe the time is right in this country to organize those areas, and naturally, the company's going to come at us with everything they have.
I'm Julie Walker.
Three people killed, three more missing, a landslide devastating a remote fishing community in southeast Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy issuing a disaster declaration for Wrangell. More details, SRNNews.com.